So according to what I read about Hawala, it sounds as if it's like Western Union, just illegal. Is it that easy to explain?
Yes, I suppose it is. So it is illegal because it's completely unregulated. And is it an informal transfer system of money? That's what it is.
So the network is a traditional way of transferring money, especially in Muslim countries. What is the origin of the Hawala system?
So the Hawala system, you can say informal transfer systems, are present in many, many cultures since the Middle Ages. And Quran, of course, which prohibited to make money, usury on money. On the other hand, he said that if somebody needed money in a different place, it would be perfectly acceptable to lend money or transfer money in a different place. So it is mentioned in the sacred text of Islam. And the word Hawala then came to the West. So in a sense, Islam invented a very useful way to transfer money around. And the word is present in Italian. It's called avallo. It's present in French, aval. And it really means that you are in one place, you receive the money in this place, you have got a partner in a different place, and the partner of the person who gives you the money can then go to this other partner of yours in the other place and cash in. So that's how it is. And usually it's not even charged, it's free, except that the people usually make money on the exchange rate.
So when terrorists, as it is said, use this system, how can they use it to transfer huge amounts of money through borders, and to which extent do they use this technique or system?
So the technique is used mostly by ordinary people. Ordinary people who are not terrorists and simply need to transfer money back home. And usually back home is a place where the banking system is not working very well, or it's inefficient, or there is a civil war, Syria, Somalia, Afghanistan, and of course Pakistan is another one. Now, since the system is completely unregulated, anybody can really transfer any kind of money, and we don't know what the money will be used for. So there have been investigations by the police in Italy and now in Spain, most recently in Spain, that have shown that some of the money transferred through Hawala are actually funding terrorism, and also some of the money are used to pay for drugs. And some of the two sometimes combine, because of course Afghanistan is a major producer of drugs and Al-Qaeda used to be there. And so this is how it's used. It intersects standard remittances with dirty money to do with crime and terrorism. And the money goes both ways. It goes from the West back to the Middle East. And this is what the recent investigation in Spain actually just showed.
So you already mentioned Spain, Italy, and of course the Middle East, where it works. I also read about Germany or France, where the Hawala system works as well. So how big is the system and how much money is transferred through it?
Well, it's hard for me to give an overall estimate, but the specific investigation that I have been reporting on and I've been studying, this specific individual, just one individual in a small town nearby Bologna in northern Italy, he was transferring up to $4 million a day, so a lot of money. This is just one Hawala banker. Imagine that in Afghanistan, there are reportedly 2,000 of these Hawala bankers, and there are only 13 banks in Kabul. So it's a massive amount of money.
So when we see the amount that can be transferred through the Hawala system and how easy it is to transfer dirty money, how much of a threat is it?
Well, I think the issue of the financing of terrorism is very complicated. The most recent studies show that terrorism is financed either through Hawala or through self-financing, clearly a problem. Now, said that, I'm not sure we should simply outlaw Hawala. I think what we should do is to engage directly with the communities and try to make those people who have the reputation as Hawala there, i.e. bankers of Hawala, refuse to transfer money which they are not sure are from a reputable source. So Hawala is good to be used because it's cheap, It works, it bypasses expensive and corrupt and inefficient banking systems, but yet those who use it and those who manage it should take responsibility for the money they transfer.
So to make sure it works that way that you described, do we need or does the system need any control mechanisms?
Well, the problem is that the moment you control it, people might then get through the net and be uncontrolled in a sense. So I think if we go heavy on the control system, it might not work. The United States had tried the control system, had tried to have a system of licensing Hawala bankers, but then of course it didn't quite work because they wouldn't come forward. I think we should engage positively and possibly have a register of these Hawala bankers and try to convince them to do it voluntarily. I think that's best for everybody. And of course the vast majority of these people are not terrorists or criminals.
So thank you for being on our show, Professor Varese.
Thank you. I hope it was clear.